Good afternoon. I'm Erin McGrody with the KUAC Newsminer Update. The Fairbanks North Star Borough Assembly and School Board meet tonight to talk about the education budget. At issue is how the district handles surplus funds, money that totaled $34 million this year. The school district wants to keep some of the dollars in reserve for emergencies and as a buffer against inconsistent state funding, while the borough administration wants to retain the excess money in a facility maintenance fund for building repairs. Tonight's meeting includes 17 elected officials, including two school board members, three assembly members, and a mayor who are new to borough government. Speaking at a committee meeting Thursday, Assemblymember Matt Cooper told new panel members they have some homework to do.
This is an issue that a lot of us have been hearing a lot about for the past few years, and there's a lot of information to digest. If you have questions, feel free to ask any of the current assembly members who've been sitting through this for a couple years, and we'll be glad to do what we can to get you up to speed.
A PowerPoint presentation in the agenda package for tonight's meeting details school funding, a quarter of which comes from borough taxes, with state and federal funds filling out the rest of the budget. Tonight's meeting is at 6 at the School District Administrative Center, downtown at 520 Fifth Avenue. The U.S. Supreme Court has again heard Alaska hunter John Sturgeon's challenge to National Park Service authority over Alaska rivers. It's the second time the High Court has considered Sturgeon's suit, which seeks to overturn a nationwide NPS ban on hovercraft use as applied within Alaska's federal conservation units, a case that has broader states' rights and potential subsistence management implications. This morning, lawyers representing Sturgeon, the state of Alaska, and the National Park Service presented oral arguments before the Supreme Court. The last time the High Court considered Sturgeon's case, the Supremes remanded it back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, which in 2017 again ruled in favor of NPS authority. The current arguments are focused on federal reserved water rights as they are applied in Alaska, where the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act guarantees certain access. The Supreme Court will issue a decision on the latest arguments in June 2019. A Fairbanks man was arrested early Sunday morning, accused of wielding a knife at a local bar. Ty Meyerhoff, age 26, of Fairbanks, was arrested after Alaska State Troopers received a report of a man who had pulled a knife out and was threatening patrons at the Red Fox Bar and Grill at 1:37 a.m. Sunday. Meyerhoff was arrested on site and taken to Fairbanks Correctional Center, where he was charged with two counts of third-degree assault and being drunk on a licensed premises. For more on tonight's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McGrody.